Online.
EPP bonus episode number 51 coming to you this week from Real Ghost Stories Online. And it is a good one. If you want it, sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person on our website, realghoststoriesonline.com. That helps keep our show on the air, all the free episodes. And you get access to more than 50 bonus episodes when you sign up, along with exclusive video content. A coffee shop regular finds things a little out of sorts one morning.
And I think there's more to this than just simply she saw a ghost in the coffee shop.
Or even if it was a ghost.
Yeah.
It's another wrinkle in time.
Yes.
Tale, and a very interesting thing that takes place in my home state of Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And I even get to talk a little Wisconsinese in there, too. So sometimes it's better to not provoke the spirits that you cannot see.
And the author hit the nail on the head when he said this was a cautionary tale, and I agree. I think it's really good and might make you think twice before you try pulling some of the provoking to get some kind of reaction out of something.
Yeah, I agree. It really is kind of, it's a great ghost story, and it kind of makes you think twice about what you're going to do on your next ghost tour. Sometimes you cannot help but hear your neighbors, but a listener finds there is something odd about his new neighbors.
And you won't guess what that is.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. And a special connection to a historic home finds a tenant trying desperately to buy it.
I think some homes just call people. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just called to them and they're meant to be yours. And I think there might be that plus some other things going on in this case.
The interaction with the house itself is very, very interesting. Those stories and more on this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want it, sign up on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. And thank you.